And we are joined now with members of Birds of Chicago here in our KBSC tent in the warm weather. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It's cool in here. I'm going to stretch this interview out.
You're welcome to do so. We have four of you here, so why don't you just go down the line and introduce yourselves. JT?
I'm JT Nero.
I'm Allison Russell, and I hail from Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
I'm Chris Merrill from Chicago, Illinois.
Joel Schwartz from Toronto, Ontario.
Great. And we brought a little one along, too.
Yes, that's our dot. JT and I are married, and we have a little girl who's 18 months old. Her name is Ida Maeve, and she's having a blast at her first Winnipeg Folk Fest. She's really into the rocks around the site.
Yeah.
Really likes the rocks.
Awesome.
It's adorable when she throws them at people.
Very awesome. Charming.
One of her best qualities.
Yeah.
So JT and Allison, as you mentioned, you're a couple, you're mm-hmm. married, and you're having children and playing music together and doing that quite well. You are a relatively new band, forming about 3 years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This project is new. We've each been playing in bands for many years. Our previous bands, my Canadian band Po Girl and JT's American band, JT and the Clouds, actually shared lots of tours together through the 2000s, the early 2003 through 2012, I guess, before we formed this project. So we go back quite a few years, but this project is only about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. And
oh my God, Steve Poltz just walked into this interview room. Everybody should be thrilled and a little terrified.
You never know what's gonna happen around here.
This is serious stuff, Steve.
It's live, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Good. So how did you each meet each other?
We were mutual music admirers. I had moved to San Francisco in like 2001, and I decided I was going to be a songwriter, and it was a terrible time to move to San Francisco. And be a songwriter. It was like the whole tech thing was exploding, and
it was really expensive.
I'm just gonna go do it. But I did meet some really good people, and I met Jolie Holland, who was living in San Francisco, and she of course formed the Be Good Tanyas that year, and we had become friends and kind of collaborators, and then I met all the Be Good Tanyas.
One of whom is here at the festival. Frazee,
that's right.
The amazing Frazee Ford
here.
With
that's
her
right.
solo project.
And I remember, and this must have been, I don't know, started 2003, I guess, Church Klein, one of the Tanyas, telling me that she was starting another project with this kind of wunderkind 18-year-old gal who had taught herself to play clarinet and could sing like a 20s blues singer. And so that was intriguing. And that was Allie, and they came to Chicago, and I moved to Chicago in 2003, and then Po Girl came out for their first U.S. show and played with us, and then we just started swapping shows and making more and more excuses to be together over the next several years. And
then he suggested we do a duo project, and we kind of, things snowballed from there.
That's code for have a baby.
Let's start a duo project.
Hey, Will, it worked.
Yeah, it's all worked out very well.
This project is, so we didn't, like, it didn't occur to us, or we weren't able to kind of carve out the space and time to have our, you know, our own project until 2012. So, we've been hitting it pretty hard since then. So, yeah, this is our first time in Winnipeg.
Well, welcome. So is this going to be a hard question to answer? What came first for you, music or love?
Music.
Yeah, music was first.
Yeah,
and then
friends. And
it was kind of
mutual admirers.
Yeah, well, it was comical because the music, I think in 2006 and 7, I went on the road to Europe with Po Girl. I left my band, stayed at home, and I just went and opened for them solo because they did quite well in Europe, and the romance kind of happened, kindled during that time, and we thought we were being really slick, and it gets more absurd the more I look back at it now. Like, we thought nobody knew, you know, and we were keeping it under wraps, and we were really scared of like of busting up the, you know, a really good thing musically, if it went south. So we fought it for a while, but after a while it took more energy to fight it than that. So we gave in.
Well, good thing. That's quite a lovely story. And Chris and Joel, how are you fitting into this love duo?
We have our own love duo. The Bros of Chicago.
It's our solo duo.
Bromance.
Side project.
And what is your hit song called?
We're still working on it.
Okay.
It should be noted that they're both wearing smoking jackets project. Right now. And
it's largely instrumental and just kind of meandering instrumental music.
We don't have titles.
They don't need
per
titles.
Se.
You don't like titles, do you?
Or minute markers.
Okay, then. How do you fit into the band?
Well, I started playing with JT's band in 2008, JT and the Clouds, and that was like a rock and soul outfit. And when I first saw them, they didn't have a bass player, so I thought that was pretty preposterous. So I weaseled my way into that band, and I don't know, it's... JT's songwriting has I feel like I grasp it better than a lot of other people's songwriting, so I have a, it just comes naturally to me. The way he writes and the way I play, I think, is a good fit, so it's been easy ever since then.
Yeah, Chris is pretty much our, you know, as our bass man, he's also kind of our spiritual center. and he's with us, you know. We're never not with Chris. He's always with us.
And his wife, Susie, who's our tour manager and who is currently baby whispering our daughter, without whom we would all not be able to function. We could not function without Susie and Chris.
Joel is the newest. He's our lead guitar player. And we're actually
new guy
in the process of wooing him to be with us more.
Like a whole courting experience here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really romantic band altogether.
We're wooing Joel and his wife, Clara. We're wooing them both. Yeah.
So it's we actually met Joel last year at Mariposa Fest, another great Canadian festival in Ontario, and it was one of the workshop stages, and he was there
with Aviva.
Playing with Aviva, a great artist, and you know how the workshop stages go, where everybody just sort of ends up playing on each other's songs, and every time he would throw in something on one of our songs, we would all look at each other. And so we started trying to poach him like seconds after that workshop ended. So, it's a good quartet.
It's a good. This is Joel. I'm the guy they're talking about. But what Chris said, like for Chris and I, we're kind of more like an accompaniment role in a sense. So it's important for us to like understand where the music is coming from. And I think like what Chris was saying, like that. I feel the same way, like the way you put it was perfect.
I'm glad.
Yeah. We'll add it to our bromance, Bros of Chicago, next single. But yeah, it's a pleasure to play with these guys, and it's always super exciting and new and fun. And, you know, for me as a guitar player, like trying to interpret and enhance the songs and fit in and all that, I feel really at home doing that.
All these good vibes don't sell records. We're gonna have to figure out some wedge between
scandal.
A couple of us pretty soon, or we're screwed.
Birds of Scandal.
Take a note from the soap operas.
Yeah. So we're half brother and sister.
Oh, no.
Ooh, taking it out.
Right,
I like
soap
it.
Opera trope.
Yeah, there's some Jerry Springer action.
You guys, you all have great energy together, and it's clearly will come out on stage too. I can tell that, obviously. And through your music recorded, the self-titled album that you came out with first, Birds of Chicago, and then you have a live album, Live from Space, released a year after in 2014. What was the biggest difference, I mean, besides the obvious that one's live and one's not live, what do you think the biggest difference between your two release records are?
Well, you know, the studio record, we made that, we hadn't even actually decided to call ourselves Birds of Chicago when we were recording it. We, you know, Allie and I knew we wanted to do something together and had a batch of songs, it was very fresh and it was very new at the time, and I mean, I'm proud of that record, but when I listen to that, I feel the newness, you know, I feel the, and the live record, so we recorded it and then we went out on the road and proceeded to play, like, you know,
over 10 months on the road, right?
Proceeded to play over 200 shows, so it was, so definitely by the time we came around to, I mean, one of the reasons we wanted to record that live record is we felt that the touring band was in a really good place and we had, you know, really, really hit our stride, and we wanted to kind of bottle that. And we had some new songs, and we knew we weren't going to be getting back into the studio for a few months at the time. We've since recorded a new album, but
not yet released.
We wanted to capture that. So, you know, when I hear that live record, I hear a band that's been doing a bunch of shows together and actually really loves playing together. And I hear a lot of joy in it. And it was a good experience.
So tell us about your new record that's not yet released, but we can all look forward to seeing.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. It looks like it will probably be early next year that it actually comes out, but we had the opportunity to work with one of our musical heroes, a producer and writer and musician named Joe Henry, who's based in California now, but originally from the Midwest, and he's just someone, he's produced people like Bonnie Raitt and Solomon Burke and Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and Aaron Neville, that's sort of like the tip of the Caroline Chocolate Drops, who've been here at Winnipeg before. I mean, he's just a really special musician and person, and we were introduced to him through our friend Rhiannon Giddens, who's the lead singer of the Caroline Chocolate Drops and does her own solo stuff now as well, which is gorgeous. And we just kind of asked him if he would produce our record and send him some stuff, and he was interested, so we got to go and work with him. And we were, it was a little terrifying because it was a much more, we've always done records kind of as inexpensively as we can and using our local people and resources. So it was a kind of a scary thing to leap into this kind of whole other level of expense with a record, but also working with people we admired so much. And it ended up being really amazing. And we were able to do it because we did a crowdfunding campaign, a Kickstarter for it, and had so much support from our community of people that want to hear the record that we were able to do it. So we feel very grateful and very lucky. And the actual experience, we had 6 days. We made the album in 6 days with Joe Henry, his producer, his engineer, I should say, Ryan Freeland, and two other musicians, Jay Belrose on the drums and Patrick Warren on keys and organs and things, and who joined our family of musicians. And it was incredible. Magical, beautiful experience. We're very excited about the new record. It's been hard to be patient about getting all the ducks in a row and everything. Our manager has been counseling patience and a proper release.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other side of it is we're used to, you know, part of the kind of DIY tradition is you make a record and you put it out, you give it to your fans, and so this is the first time that we've been in a situation where, you know, we made the record and then our manager was like, you know, let me do my job and find the right home for it. So we're kind of just in that restless time of, you know, letting that sort itself out and, you know, coming and being able to play the songs live and do things like this is definitely a tonic for the soul in these situations, because otherwise we'd just be, you know, going, it's good to be out playing shows, because otherwise we'd be going pretty stir crazy. But we're very, very proud of the record, and I think it's sort of like really, you know, I feel like it's it's the statement we wanted to make, so it feels
good. We'll send you copies once it's done.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. We'll look forward to that. We're already playing Birds of Chicago on KBSC.
Oh, thank you.
Love it and
really
enjoy it.
Really appreciate that.
Are we going to hear the same type of sound as we heard on your self-titled? Some of this soul, kind of spiritual, soulful
mm-hmm. Yeah,
feel?
I think there's some that thread remain. Yeah, that thread is throughout, but it's...
I think it's yeah, I mean, I think the spiritual angle is there. And, in some ways... Yeah, somebody called it secular gospel. Yeah. you know, I think... in some ways, it's maybe a little more melancholy or pensive record. I mean, which is funny because it's the happiest year of our lives in a lot of ways. And some of that, I think, is just the architecture of being playing with Joe, working with Joe Henry. There's a spaciousness to his production that we really, really were attracted to. And so I hear that space a bit, and so. It may feel a little more intimate and vibey in that sense to people, but it definitely sounds like us. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think? Do you feel like it's?
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's us, but it's the next step, you know, in our evolution.
What are you looking for a release date? You say it's coming out in the fall. Do you guys have any idea when?
I think it will be early next year, actually.
Oh,
it will
sure.
be most likely late January, early February, it sounds like.
Yep,
that's not, it's, our manager's in the midst of some negotiations right now, which
oh,
we are not
okay.
at liberty to reveal.
Some legal stuff, huh?
But
it's not like it's being engineered
no.
and polished. It's got to
no,
go through the
yeah.
business.
So
world
yeah, it's
just
mixed.
With a label yeah. home. But
you know,
yeah.
and, the,
sure.
and the thing is, of course, is like once you decide that, then anybody who's going to be promoting it, they want 4 months minimum to
oh, sure.
to kind of
yep.
give it
talk about it
stir things up before it
press
actually
press and some mm-hmm. you know yeah
well
so
let
you'll
us
get
start.
It early you'll get it early
we'll leak it to you
yeah. sweet so you're at the festival mm-hmm. through Sunday so you get the opportunity to collaborate with some other artists here, and is there anyone specific that you're looking forward to working with or seeing on stage play?
So many of these artists were so excited to see. I've never seen Wilco live, for example, and I'm a big fan, so I'm looking forward to that for sure.
She would have been kicked out of Chicago pretty soon if she didn't see Wilco live once. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it's part
I
of your
know,
citizenship.
I know. I'm still a Canadian citizen. I just reside
your
in the U.S. with my American family members. But, yeah, there's so many incredible artists this weekend. I'm just blowing Bahamas, I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see him a few years back at the Hillside Fest, and it was a wonderful show. Frazee Ford, we haven't heard her new band, Big Sound, yet, and we're looking forward to that very much. Her new album's beautiful. And we're doing a workshop with Le Luke, who are fabulous duo from... Australia, whom we met a few years ago at the Vancouver Folk Fest with my other project, Po Girl, and JT was sitting in with us, and we met them there and just fell in love with their music, and their new record is stunning. So we're getting to do a workshop with them, and we're looking forward to that for sure. So many artists, it's like not all in my head right now. We were mentors for the Young Performers program that the festival and Stingray put on, and we were so blown away by all the amazing talent here in Manitoba. We had one band from Saskatoon and one from the Twin Cities, but you know, all between 16 and 24, and just like really inspiring stuff. So it's been already, I feel like we've had a very enriching time here.
Yeah, I mean, these are always great because there's the people you know you already know are fabulous and you want to see them, but then when you come to one of these, there's always like a couple of just surprises where you're walking by a stage yeah. and you stop because you hear something and you
mm-hmm.
go check it out, and then it's music that'll be with you for a long time. So
yeah. Brandy Zidane, who's Winnipeg's own, we heard her solo stuff for the first time here. I'd heard her with her old duo before, Twilight Hotel, but hadn't heard her solo stuff. Love it. Rockin', awesome. It's a duo again, I guess, with her drummer. She's got a great drummer.
Sure.
We're already hearing so many good things. And more to come. So much more to come. We're looking forward to hearing Dan Mangan's new project as well.
Yes, that'll be very cool to go here at the Big Blue stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We actually, great of you to mentor other musicians too. We have Gavin and Eli from Gin Strings stopping by tomorrow, actually.
That's great. Those guys are great.
Yeah. Well, it's ironic because we ourselves are very young. very, very young.
Very young.
They would bring us in to mentor the young performers. It's odd, but yeah. It was a really great experience. It's a cool thing to see. I mean, the groups that we were working with, the Gin Strings were, you know, one of them, and they were just really, really, like, strikingly diverse. Like, there was nobody was kind of banging away at the same thing, and but they were all really accomplished and really seasoned, and you know, that's got to be part of just the atmosphere around here, like that kind of like nurtures music at a certain level. We didn't know what to expect, and it was really eye opening and great.
Well, I appreciate your stopping by KVSC's booth here at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and I hope you each have a lovely festival.
Thank you. Appreciate you putting in the long hours.
Guys, yeah.
See if you guys can't rope in some new band members before the weekend's
yes,
over.
Yes. Poach some other people.
Skulking around the workshop.
Keep building it up.
Yeah, we'll be like Edward Sharpe the next time you see us.
Yeah.
There's like 25 of them this time. I don't know what happened.
They really grow. JT Nero, Allison Russell, Chris, and Joel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Birds of Chicago.